You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio here. Phil Williams, live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and we cover down on all of the issues, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, today is Tuesday. It's 2.06 p.m. But listen, let me jump over to my comments, my opening monologue. So, have you ever seen or experienced one of those moments when someone has just been pushed a little too far? Like Charlene just sent me a copy of a tweet showing that there are parents in Dearborn, Michigan right now who are literally revolting at the local school board about pornographic books in their school libraries. More on that another day. But yeah, have you ever seen somebody just get pushed too far? Like the ones that are doing the pushing can't grasp the fact that they didn't have forever grace, that there might be a limit to the amount of pushing they could get away with? And then suddenly the person that's getting pushed has just had enough and they become the worst nightmare of the pushers. Well, you can just push someone so far before suddenly the pushy becomes the pusher. Case in point, anyone who knows my sweet wife Charlene will know what an amazingly gentle spirit she has. I mean, she has the gifts of mercy and of helping others. She's the one that is often called upon to help other people make things special for parties and events and weddings and the like, but she can take even the most normal days and make them special. There's always fresh flowers in our house. There's always special things for the kids and the grandkids. And there's a very good reason that her grandparent name is actually Sweetie. No kidding. The grandkids call her Sweetie, and it's a perfect fit. But good Lord, does she have opinions. The woman sure enough has a mind of her own and a will to get things done. Don't be fooled by the sweet appearance. Push too far, especially when it comes to things about her family. And you might say, like the Japanese Admiral Yamamoto in the wake of Pearl Harbor, that he feared by attacking the United States, they may have awakened a sleeping dragon. Well, in our family, like all of you, I'm sure, we have stories and inside jokes. We love to recount when someone did this or that, or that something was said one time and we all laugh about it, or how someone looked on that special day. And some of those stories are hilarious. And there's plenty of stories about me or the kids, but one of my favorite stories of all time is the one that I'm just going to call Sweetie and the Sergeant Major. So here's the deal. I left home for Ranger School in the winter of 1991. I was a platoon leader in a long-range surveillance company. I got to Ranger School, and for various reasons, apparently, my orders got jacked up. I was in the mountain phase in North Georgia when one of the instructors hollered out, "Ranger Williams, front and center!" I ran up, stood at attention, "Who, a sergeant?" He said I had an emergency call from home, and I'd be taken in from the field to return the call and then return to the field immediately unless it involved life or death. Okay. Oh, man, what's going on? So eventually I got on the phone, worried sick, and Charlene told me that we hadn't been paid. Well, that's a big deal, y'all. I mean, her living at home by herself with a 2-year-old and no way to pay the bills, okay? That's push number one. So we talked about it. But the Ranger instructor was standing there breathing down my neck telling me to hurry it up because he could tell it wasn't life or death. So we resolved it by me telling her who she needed to call at the unit. So the story goes, though, that the unit was absolutely no help whatsoever, which is another story in itself. They actually told her to call state headquarters. That's push number two. So when she did, she got a guy named Sergeant Major O'Kelly. He was a man with apparently no fondness for soldiers who go to special schools like Ranger and Airborne. He proceeded to tell my wife that he felt no need to have to address her issue, and he wondered aloud why I'd even been allowed, quote-unquote, to go to such an expensive military school. Well, that was the last push. I'm going to tell you right now, hell hath not the fury of a sweetie scorned. So she called back after Sergeant Major O'Kelly had abruptly ended the phone call and demanded to talk to his boss, Brigadier General McLaughlin, if memory serves. Now, the general was an old paratrooper. He loved our unit. He got on the phone with her right away. He listened to what she had to say. He said, "Ms. Williams, we're going to get this fixed right away. You just sit tight. I'll get right on it." He wished her well, said he looked forward to me graduating Ranger School, and it wasn't 5 minutes later that Sweetie got a call from the Sergeant Major. And his tone had changed like only the butt-chewing of an angry general can bring about. I'm told that it was something like, Ms. Williams, I'm real sorry about that last call, and we're going to get that pay issue resolved today and make sure it gets to you ASAP. And again, I'm very sorry, or something pretty similar. I would like to believe the general was standing over him while he called. Now, I'm going to tell you, my son's a major, I'm a colonel. Neither one of us has a better story about squaring someone away than Sweetie does. Charlene had been pushed just too far, and she came back with a passion and she got something done about it. So here's my point. The progressive counterculture these days is pushing and pushing and pushing. It's as if they have no measure of the fact that there is a vast swath of America that has been pushed just about to their limits. It's one thing to be frustrated with foreign policy or aggravated with energy-related decisions that make the price at the pump higher than they ought to be. When it comes to the economy, we can all get tired of paying more milk for bread and diapers and more for milk and bread and diapers, but most folks get that inflation can be corrected with a change in the administration or with a leveling out of supply chain disruptions. But when they come for our children, when they enact policies that make our homes less safe, when they destroy livelihoods and ruin lives by pushing and pushing for liberal progressive policies regardless of the human toll, well, they can easily find themselves on the opposite end when good-natured folks decide they've been pushed just too far. You see, culture issues are kitchen table issues. When liberals demand that churches shut down in the pandemic, what they're really doing is pushing against the right to worship and assemble. When liberals yell that anyone who disagrees with drag queens dancing provocatively in front of small children, what they're really doing is messing with the values of millions of homes that see it differently. When liberals demand that parents sit down and shut up in school board meetings and then ostentatiously opine that parents should have no say in their child's education, well, what they've really done is awakened a sleeping dragon. At least I hope so. I say I hope so because last week at the polls, it appears that there were many Americans who had not yet felt pushed far enough. Now, I don't know what it would take, but we got a couple of years left to find out, and I'm here to say some folks out there need to find their spine and let it be known that they've been pushed far enough. We have got to recapture the momentum, and the only way to do that is for good, solid, salt-of-the-earth, well-meaning, and often unassuming folks to go from being the pushy to the pusher. We got to go full-on Sweetie against the Sergeant Major mode. That's what it's going to take to retake our country. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. If you think you've been pushed far enough, then look around and try to figure out why someone else doesn't feel that way and make sure you remind them of what's important. Let them know. I mean, it's not like you're arguing for them to do something, except that when it comes time to vote, maybe next time they might remember. Oh, yes, right. The ones asking for your vote, they're the ones who pushed you. And oh, by the way, Sweetie still wins. She's got the best Sergeant Major story of anybody I know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, that story, by the way, a minute ago of my wife, lovely Charlene, calling the general after the sergeant major gave her grief about something pretty important, like, oh, I don't know, the family getting paid. She just texted me and she said one of her favorite parts is the fact that I was shocked that she actually called a general, because apparently people don't do that very often. Yeah. All right. Listen, that's just good stuff. But I, you know, my point in telling that story, it can't be said enough. We have got to get to the point that people realize they are sick of being pushed, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take people in this, and the culture issues are the ones that grab the heartstrings. I mean, we're gonna get ticked off at the economy, but apparently the economy wasn't enough at the polls. We're gonna get ticked off at politicians, but apparently that wasn't enough because most of the incumbents wind up getting reelected. We're gonna wind up getting ticked off at things like the southern border, but apparently folks are just gonna bide their time, see if they can get a new administration change of policy 2 years from now. Anyway, all that to say, We are sitting in a place, though, where the culture war is as much a thing, and it really is the one that gets down to the heart. It's the one that gets on the kitchen table sometimes the fastest. I mean, the economy, certainly people vote their pocketbooks a lot of times, but when you mess with people's kids, you mess with their families, you mess with their sense of personal security, when you tell them they can't go to work anymore, when it's just all those kind of things right there, those culture war issues. Those are the ones that develop passion quick. Like you can develop a sentiment over the economy, but it kind of rises with the level of inflation, if you know what I'm saying, in my opinion. It doesn't typically, like, overnight you got mad. No. But the minute you hear about a drag queen story hour at your child's school or public library, or the minute you hear that there's books in your child's school that are filled with pornography, or the minute you hear that a school board is poo-pooing the idea of parents being allowed to speak out, or the minute you hear that one of these cultural issues is landing on your kitchen table, you can see emotions hit hard fast. And we've got to get to the point, folks, that we are sick of being pushed. We've got to get to the point that not only are we sick of being pushed, but we go back to basically 2010 Tea Party level, where we say, and we're going to do something about it. And you know, the Tea Party was a thing, and it was a period of time. Apparently, the Tea Party is really not out there much anymore as a quote unquote undercurrent, semi viable entity. But the Tea Party was legit, man. Back in 2010, I was a Tea Party endorsed candidate. I used to go speak to the Cherokee County Tea Party quite often. And loved it. First time I walked into one of their meetings, they met in a gun shop. I walked in, I said, "Guns and politics, this is awesome." But yeah, that was a movement more than it was a entity. And that movement was about a bunch of people that were sick of being pushed on. So anyway, all that to say, got to get to the point that we are willing to say enough and go from being pushy to pusher. So there's that. Hey, big doings in the news today. We're going to be covering down on some stuff. I got to jump on this first of all, though, and just tell you that we are looking right now at a very dicey situation. It's being reported that, I'm totally shifting gears. It's being reported right now that over in Ukraine, Poland, that Russian missiles, basically there have been a number of Russian missile strikes on Ukraine over the last 24 hours, and that Russian missiles have landed inside Poland, destroying what one report said were grain silos and killing two people in Poland. All right, so that's a big deal. We're going to break that down a little bit further because it gets straight into the question of drawing NATO into a broader conflict, and we don't want to see that happen. It's also really hard to believe that the Russians could be that reckless. That they could also have that little skill in terms of the guidance on their missile systems. But stranger things have happened, and we don't yet know whether or not this is a valid, unilateral and directed attack, or whether this was something that happened by an errant missile or someone who plugged in the wrong data. Don't know yet. More to come on that one. But those flashpoints are real, man. Flashpoints are legit. A flashpoint is that place where one wrong move, one wrong sentiment, one wrong action, whether it be by an individual or a group, can create a much broader situation. It's a flashpoint. I thought about calling this section flash to bang time. You ever heard that phrase, Boomer? Flash to bang time? Back in the old school days, when I was coming up as a young Army officer, we talked about flash to bang time because it was the Cold War era. Nuclear was still considered to be a battlefield issue that we had to deal with. And you were trained to look, if you saw the huge bright light in the distance of some form of nuclear weapon, you were trained to literally stop what you were doing, get down on the ground, wearing your helmet, head facing towards the explosion so that the whatever came your way hit your helmet, and count the flash to the bang. In other words, the flash would be visible because the speed of light is different than the speed of sound. The flash would be visible long before the bang itself was heard. And
wow.
And so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I thought about calling this segment Flash to Bang Time. And I thought, no. I was going to call it Flash Points because flash to bang, I don't want there to be a bang.
No.
We got some flash points. I don't want there to be bangs. No, bangs are bad. Bangs at flashpoints are bad. Other breaking news we got today, too. We just learned a moment ago it appears that Kevin McCarthy has indeed been tapped by his peers to be the next Speaker of the House. Projections are that the Republicans are taking back the House. So should the 218 be hit? Right now it's 215 for Republicans. Once we get to the 218 mark, it appears that Kevin McCarthy will be slated to take the role as the next Speaker of the House, according to the vote cast by his members today. All right, folks, we got plenty of stuff. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.